It sounds like a TV show now whenever I say, and now in conversation, Charlene Spiteri from Texas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well.
In these days of what you would call disposable and plastic pop music, Texas certainly have staying power.
We've done not bad.
When did you start? It must be, what, 1989?
89 was the first record, yep. It's 25 years since we played our first gig.
Go away.
Nah, that's this year, it's 25 years.
Where was Texas' first gig?
Dundee University in the bar. The stage was about 12 inches high. I was still shorter than most of the audience. Standing hide behind my guitar with terror in my eyes, thinking, please God, don't let me have to speak to these people. I'll sing for you, but God, I don't really need to speak to you, do I?
Is that the worst part of it, being on stage, that interaction thing?
Not anymore, it's not. Now you kind of shut me up. Now I can see my band looking at me going, "Would she shut up and let's do the next song?" Because I go off in tangents now, but I think that's just my mind is just, it's going to do a lally. But yeah, that was in the beginning, the fear was talking.
Well, 25 years on and still doing the job that you're not just very, very good at, but a job you enjoy, which is a rarity these days, isn't it?
You know what? I mean, anybody that's allowed to do a job that they love, whether it's music or whatever it is very lucky. And I feel, God, I'm beginning to sound like somebody like Lauryn Hill or something. I feel blessed. No, I don't feel blessed. I feel very lucky that I've been allowed to do it for so long. And, you know, I work really hard, my band work really hard to keep everything up to a high standard, and hopefully we've continued to do that.
Well, with this album, I did use the word identity Texas, but it has Texas written all over it. Of that, there is little doubt, because that's your voice. But the production on this, you know, for instance, Dry Your Eyes, which I absolutely love. I think it should be a single.
Oh, it will be.
Oh, honestly, will it really?
Yes, I would think, yeah, definitely.
And we were chatting off mic there, and I said I couldn't work out for ages what it reminded me of, and then it clicked that it reminded me of a Richard Hawley song. Tell me more.
We actually wrote Dry Your Eyes. We wrote, there's five songs, I think there's five songs on the album that we wrote with Richard. We actually wrote 11 songs together. Johnny and I went up to Sheffield, he's a mate, and we should do some writing together. And we ended up in Sheffield, so a few drunken nights, and we did start off sober originally in a rehearsal room, and it all ended up back at the hotel in the foyer with a load of Richard's pals and stuff, and Nuzzle playing, and the Night Watchman just having a great old show.